Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun once again. We do have a chance for showers and maybe some thunderstorms. High today around 85 degrees. In Kenosha, it is 68 at this hour, 66 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, 68 degrees in Racine. Several Kenosha County fire agencies got called out before 4 o'clock this morning. There was a big barn fire in the 7,000 block of Highway S in the village of Summers. One of the first responders told countywide dispatch you could see the flames from as far away as Green Bay Road. Didn't take long for the incident commander to quickly request mutual aid and then later declare a second alarm response. That help coming from such departments as the city of Kenosha, Bristol, South Shore, Pleasant Prairie, Paris, Randall, and Salem. The Racine fire bells also requested. Cause of the fire, obviously, still under investigation. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, meanwhile, offering a $10,000 reward for information that'll help find those responsible for setting the fires during the protests in Milwaukee. A number of businesses destroyed or damaged over the weekend in that Sherman Park neighborhood, including a gas station and an auto parts store. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in Mount Pleasant yesterday stood at the edge of the eroded bluff in Lake Park trying to get a firsthand look at what the residents there along the shoreline have been dealing with. She and a representative of the Army Corps of Engineers warned, though, that it could be a year before it's known if any federal funding will be made available to study and figuring a long-term solution on this erosion problem. Baldwin says she will continue working, though, with local officials trying to get the federal government involved.
We want to facilitate those conversations and then with respect to the application for emergency funding, I weighed in with my support of that application, as have other state leaders, and we need to press on from there.
She noted that areas along Lake Superior and the Mississippi River are also being damaged by erosion. Racine County, of course, paying to haul concrete from a construction project in Waukegan up for the homeowners in the Mount Pleasant area, Lake Park, to try and temporarily shore up their bluff. Some of those projects might be starting up in the next few weeks. City of Racine residents will be getting another large cart next year for their solid waste with a semi-automated collection plan that the Common Council approved for implementation. The materials collected from their current location, including the alleys, bulky waste, well, that'll have to be a separate pickup. The DPW commissioner is Mark Yalen. He said, this is going to involve pickup devices put onto the trucks, carts left at the curb line after collection, and there'll be more planning on the pickup of the bulky and yard waste.
We intend to go out and do similar public open houses where we can bring in. We've already gotten a lot of input from the public on bulky waste, but as we develop this system, we intend to continue to do that.
Alderman Jeff Coe wondering about adding another cart to the sites that already have limited space.
We intend to go.
Situation that Alderman Terry McCarthy said they wanted to get more information, including a cost versus using a private contractor. His Public Works Committee wanted to compare to other cities as well. Smaller carts would be made available as well as additional carts. Well, the issue apparently got discussed quite at length in Burlington, so the Common Council last night didn't take a whole lot of time in approving a resolution for voters to have a say on whether a new community pool ought to be built, amending the price tag to $5.4 million. That compared to the $4.7 million that was originally proposed.
All those in favor signify with an aye at the call of your name.
Grandi.
Aye.
DeWitzia.
Aye.
Voss.
Aye.
Frasker.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Ekus.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Motion carried. We're going to referendum.
City's hired consultant going to be creating materials to promote the November referendum. It will only be advisory. Kenosha County supervisors last night approving a resolution that calls on state lawmakers to pass a bill allowing properly trained psychologists to write prescriptions as a way to ease the shortage of mental health services available to county residents, one of the recommendations in a study of ways to improve access to mental health treatment. Supervisor Michael Skalitsky felt the resolution addressed only one possible solution.
I wish it was just a little bit more broadly stated to more seriously and actively look into the mental health care issues that we're having and start proposing some realistic and perhaps maybe unproven and other times proven approaches to this.
Meanwhile, the resolution passed on a vote of 19-2. and it's with sadness that we report another member of the 90-year-old WRJN family having passed away.
And a pleasant good morning, everyone. The temperature reading here at Radio Park is a snowy 23 degrees. Speaking for WRJN Radio News, Don Edmark.
Don Edmark, the first news director of AM 1400, when the Journal Times sold ownership to Century Insurance, creating a standalone news operation in 1969, which continues a tradition of local news to this day. He was the voice of morning news on WRJN until March of 1985. Don retired with a 1986 ownership change. There'll be a service in Kenosha early next month to remember Don Edmark, who passed away Tuesday at the age of 89. Kenyon indicating that she was very thankful and proud to be working for the city of Racine and that she intended to do a lot to take that job and run with it, if you will.
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. I want to let you know that I'm definitely dedicated to the city of Racine. I was born and raised here, and I've worked for the city since 1998. And I just want to let you know I plan to do a great job. Thank you.
Her appointment as the affirmative action officer coming after about a 3-month search process. City of Racine's already 6 over its quota for Class A liquor licenses and a request to exceed it with a new convenience store gas station at 930 Washington Avenue where the old Total 24 used to exist. Well, that has been denied by the Common Council, puts the project in doubt. The developer during citizen comments asked for another chance with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Alderman Ray DeHaan noted a daycare was nearby and he scoffed at an applicant claim of not being prepared for committee questions.
If you're a businessman and you're coming to present your argument to create a business, you better be prepared, otherwise don't show up. I'm a little bit angered about it because they keep saying they weren't prepared. They didn't know this, they didn't know that. Well, gentlemen, if we are to open a business, we better have our plan together. And they didn't.
The vote to send the issue back to licensing failed 8-5. Then the recommendation to deny the petition for exceeding the quota was approved 11-2. Alderman Shields and Perez opposed. No objections at a public hearing on a proposed conditional use permit to allow a veterinarian to open up a clinic in a shuttered restaurant at 6300 Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Dr. Ed Sussmill currently operates the Prairie Side Clinic on Lathrop Avenue near 21st Street. Noted at the hearing that the facility has no room to expand and it has some other issues. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission will take up that conditional use request when it meets this afternoon. And the diversion of Lake Michigan water to Waukesha, then after use and its treatment, a return via the Root River, well, that's a done deal, of course. City of Racine officials, they still want to talk with the DNR and the Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, Sewer PAC, about what lies ahead and how it will be monitored. At the council meeting last night, Alderman Sandy Winder, who made the request for this meeting back in March, believes valuable information can still be gained.
Also be an opportunity for questions to be asked. And I understand the concern about the water quality. I am concerned as well about the water quality because it's that water that goes into my constituents' basement. But I'm also concerned about the increased sedimentation. I'm concerned about the erosion of the water bank, the river banks along the Root River. I'm concerned about the amount of water that is going to come down that river, especially in the springtime.
Alderman Terry McCarthy saying he'd like to have an official agency presentation, special emphasis on the monitoring. WRJN.com, that is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.